beginnt gerade da am Satz geht da lama hey beginnt mal aber beginnt das Master beginnt die Gemara the high yam atem it wasn't a long time before this woman got punished and one of her kids died so it's time to time I'm going to say wait a second my tummy ancha why was the woman punished she really thought that she didn't benefit and even though she made a shvua I mean pegam the shvua in the third pegam shvua of chavav marav the other shvua the words in the pasuk are the man in the oath which is probably honest that's good if it's beyond the person's control they really thought they were saying the truth kedav kan rav asi the mamish tabei hachem rav one was swearing I swear rav said like this the mamish tabei hachem rav the one swear I swear rav said like this chazal come to rav and they came from the rav and kachad said like one of them amale yidak luman said banam shugish tabei I swear falsely amale says no as libcha anascha use your heart forced you. So what's going on? So why is the woman getting punished? But like you cannot say the loy might call hasam. No. The pasuk from Adam Mishua is not excluding il miftim a carbon, only to say that they wouldn't be liable for a carbon. But there would be punishment in general. And we find such a chalik as compared based in dom na bizayim and alav. Someone swears to nullify a mitzvah. Do you mean by law? We require two psukim. Mechad miftim a carbon. Mechad miftim alav. One to exempt from carbon. One to exempt from alav. Like Elchad Kohen, there's only one person left from a carbon, only exempt from a carbon. Avol Einish the Shvuah Shav Ikah, but there is a punishment for just an oath in vain. No, it doesn't sound like that. Alip Chanas Chamashvul, because the words your heart forced you sounds like Vol Einish Mat Lashaket. You didn't swear falsely. But more with the Pergam of the Norma on Dav Chavei Marabeis Maisi, more brings Rav Kan Rav Asi a Shvuah Shagagis on erroneous oaths. The Tanya Gemara, which the Gemara teaches over there, Kishem Shnei Shagagis Mutarais, just like. The erroneous vows are permitted. So too, the erroneous shavuos are permitted. Umefar shavu shagogis and says, what is shavu shagogis? Could the glavakan rafka ravasi? The mash mudimutavis sounds like it's permitted that a fellow on the shlekah is not even punishment. And v'leidamid lenishba levatlas mitzvah. And you can't compare it to where we do differentiate regarding when you swear to nullify a mitzvah. The ika einish shavu shav that there is a punishment of taking oath in vain. Yeah, the hasumi where lameis kara there, you need to psukim echel mifter shagim a carbon one to exempt if he's by mistake from a carbon echel mifter meis malchus one to exempt deliberate from malchus. Ukshapata shagig when he exempted shagig legami patrim under a carbon. No, when he exempted the shagig, was totally exempt from einshein carbon. But then gabi adam b'shavu probably on this the part legami. So that the differentiation is for something else, but the shagig is automatic from both. So here roster should be from both. So why is she liable? Yeah, it's a good question. But here by the positive, Havala Lizar, yes, she should be more careful to protect very well. But Havala Asuka, that she didn't thought to say, she might come to an oath. And therefore, yeah, it's more of a liability, although generally that would be included in the other Mishvua, a problem that it would be honest. Here, you don't have that excuse. Next says, that specifically by Almana, the Moria Teira, that she's going to rule permissibly for all that she did for the orphans because she's in the house. And lekach nimul mashbiya. Therefore, they stopped her from taking an oath because she'll inish shvu merubah, because the punishment of an oath is very great. Ella bahadar rather by her taking a nedu lechama kolay, which is not so severe. So it says v'hashav is manah zeh. In today's times, tikkun lekabel cherem makom shvu. They instituted to take a cherem, like an excommunication instead of an oath. Shleihei einish kol kakach. So the punishment should not be so great, even for that of a nedu. Next says matam minu v'zgemar leishon el bebezn. They only learned this in court. Which Pirzbuk and Rashi explains what why Dafka in court did we say this halacha? But Chus Lebezn we would be Mashbiyar. So he says because the Chamir, because in court the Shavu is Mochamer. Why? Because you're holding a holy object and say the Torah, and it's treated as a greater punishment. If a person is intelligent, the Shavu directs you're going to make her come to a biblical oath. So it takes like a major pinch of a conscious. It's not like the way Rashi explains over there, the naftimina, that the difference is being the esl of the banan, is on kuti chavtze, is regarding holding a holy object. Because I feel the shvud rabbanan, because even the rabbinic oath have been kuti chavtze, because like Rashi explained over here, that even the rabbinic oath is with holding a holy object. So the esl chalik being the esl of the banan, rather, to how to explain the Gemara over there, that what's the difference between the biblical and rabbinic oath, you have to explain commission from fashbu arach. That he explains the Shvudai Raisa, what's a biblical oath different? Have a bekeeping there is that they close the lights. Now, Va'oid, moreover, Bereish Shvus and the Yan, and the Gemara Shvus and the Ma'av, and Fashchel, Ben Dereslaban, explains different differences between biblical and rabbinic. One is around Mahapach the Shvuah, there's a few differences. And in parentheses, it's brought into place by Hipirka, Mefarish, my Ikavin Shvudai Raisa, it says, what's the difference between Shvudai Raisa Rabbanan? And the limit kechiluk the Kibulan Kurtechavtze doesn't say the difference of the Aruch of closing the lights or Mrashi of holding a holy object. Next, So instead of a shurish takes an eder, she prohibits perish of oil aleho, the fruits of the world on her, shle kibla, miksubasa, bakulu, that you know that she's saying that she didn't accept anything from miksuba. And if yeah, then the pears and the oil might be forbidden. So it says legacy in the cold pears. When that girl is all perish of oil. Because the avagab did nether chayil, even though a nether takes effect, aval davish in the yochel kaim, even telling that you cannot fulfill kanam perik shnei nedavim on daf tezvav meral v'kabei kainim eini b'shina. When a guy takes a nether that I take a nether that my eye is not going to sleep, the parak ligam has v'ilo yav shiur lemilsei. If he doesn't give a measurement for how long mishav kinle, you think we wait from ad the avav be'isur bayachol until he violates this bayachol? Someone swears I'm not going to sleep for 3 days. We hit him and we can make him go to sleep right away. And the nidre haboy matarim, hyperbolic nidre is permitted. So lav mishum the asa atzma b'masha in yochlekam, not because he makes some forbidden something they cannot fulfill. Like for example, he says also called hapedah shaboy malai. Making all the fruits in the world forbidden on me. I didn't see a camel flying in the air, or I saw a snake like a beam from the wine press. That's not the reason. Because, yeah, if you meant to, but it's impossible, then you would get malchus. They would violate. Here's the reason why you're not violating is not because it's not something that's possible, it's just because you never had it in mind, because obviously you knew that there's no such a thing. It just meant to say because it was very ridged, the snake on the back like a beam. It's just different than other snakes. So they be colder like the beam of the olive press. Or so he saw a bunch of large armies. So he calls like those who left Egypt. But the Inuit can't allow the only saying it to strengthen his words. And the Davka Shavuos Havayah Asam Darabon, not specifically hyperbolic oaths that the Rabbanan, that Asam Darabonan, the Chmiru, that they were stringent B'Shem Dechsib, because it says with the Lo Yenaka, that, okay, you know, Shavuos is something that you're not going to be cleansed, so they're more strict. Nidra Havayah, but regarding hyperbolic Neder, Vafullah Omer Kala Peres, even though he doesn't say all the Peres, El Asal Echad Pera, only says if it's been one Pera, Shar Ben Neder is going to be permitted by Neder. And bein chiluk bein kol peiros bein chad peiros. There's no difference between old peiros or only one peiros. But still, with all this, says Taisus. So wait a second. So why would I not have the gears of kol? It's still the nether would take effect. Namikamokim hachalagis in kol peiros. I can have the gears of kol peiros. The avik bishay beis la'alta bebal yachol. Because even though that she's gonna violate right away the isra bal yachol im kimuk zavas if she did accept anything from her ksuba, kibin the mishama eluch le'mitzvah. That since from that point onwards. Not going to be forbidden because like we say, makan oisa b'yoshin la'alta, so we hit him right away, making him sleep right away. So therefore, in a cheshasha, therefore she's not going to be concerned. She's not going to be forbidden for the rest of her lives. Like I can explain shortly, and therefore that's why it's not valid to say kol peiros, because that's something. Of course, you get punishment, and it is considered a nether, but that you would get right away the punishment for, versus if you just say peiros. Well, that's not all. That wouldn't be something that would be automatic punishment. Like, okay, if you have the payers, here it's automatic. It's impossible to do it, so we'll give you malchus right away. Oh, so that actually wouldn't be a deterrent. That's why you shouldn't have the gears of kol. This is the time we can say, but peg bas in the dom, last peg in the dom, the peg test my base. Dama hu gavra, a certain man said, the amar, titzach hanoyis de alma olai. He says, I want all pleasure of a binami of the world. In the sibna itza, if I marry a woman, I'd like to nin helkazam chul until I finish learning, let's say, ola shas, until I learn a certain amount. Now that was going to be too much. He's not going to get married. So Basra Vacha came, but Shabshay, he misled him. And he told him, nah, don't worry, it's not a problem. And he married him to a woman. But Shakatina, and he smeared him with mud. So that he won't have pleasure from the world. So that will force that they'll have to be mat to the nether. Question is, Mam Moyel, mind the shark, what is up that he smeared him with mud? The Chiyansabe, when he married him, he had over right away, then he violated. Kibishin Yochim Besev Lekem, because he's not able to stay married. And not having hanof from anyone. Because what you can say is the davka b'shosha neder. That's specifically at the time when you took the neder. If you can't fulfill it, when you took the neder, then you violate right away, and then you get punished right away. But another way, he took the neder, he could have fulfilled it, because he won't get married, and therefore he won't have pleasure from anyone. Now, although when he did get married in yochlekaim, at that point he cannot fulfill it anymore, but you're not violating right then, not until he actually has pleasure. So therefore, he has to smear him with mud to put him in that predicament.